With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says the cold weather is ebbing, but wet weather could bring flooding to parts of the country.
The heaviest rain over the next several days is going to be falling from anywhere from eastern Texas across Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, maybe into Alabama and portions of Tennessee. But generally in that area, the lower Mississippi Valley does have the potential of some flooding over the next several days.
Nationally, the recent winter storms this month have claimed at least 72 lives around the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden begins another week with bad poll numbers. Correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCP poll found only 40% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 56.2% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 16.2%.
When it comes to the general election race, the polling site also found that Mr. Biden trails former President Donald Trump by 2 points, 46.6 to 44.6%. North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum says he will not seek a third term as governor. The announcement comes more than a month after he ended his bid for the GOP presidential nomination. Five children had died, sixth one being treated for burns. That's after fire tore through a house in northern Indiana. The South Bend Fire Department says people, including children, were trapped by flames on the second floor Sunday evening. A firefighter fell through the second floor. He was treated and released. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 112 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 61. This is SRN News. Back in 2020, Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes created a foundation that is committed to providing education and training for minorities in areas of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Today, his vision has expanded to building bridges between underserved communities and the business world. President and CEO Kelly Cornish outlines the mission of the T.D. Jakes Foundation.
Going into schools and also providing academies where children from underserved communities can attend to learn about these areas that the Black and Brown community has not really been exposed to up until recently. And this goes back to finding some of the root causes of why there are such disparities and then helping to change those.
The T.D. Jakes Foundation already operates a thriving STEAM Academy in Dallas. More details can be found at TDJ.org. This is SRN News. Saudi Arabia criticizes Israel's strategy on Gaza.
The kingdom's foreign minister says the nation will not normalize relations with Israel or contribute to Gaza's reconstruction without a pathway to a solution to the conflict that includes the creation of a Palestinian state. Prince Faisal bin Farhan's remarks with CNN late Sunday are some of the most direct yet from Saudi officials. They run counter to Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu's rejection of Palestinian statehood and plans for open-ended military control over Gaza. The dispute over Gaza's future, as the war still rages with no end in sight, pits the US and its Arab allies against Israel and poses a major obstacle to any plans for governance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UK health officials urging millions of parents to get their kids vaccinated for measles. That's after a sharp increase in cases amid low vaccination rates in the country. More details at SRNNews.com.